wraps can have a manufactured lifespan. I'm not trying to shoot shots at anybody. I had it on there for a year and it started pitting.
Just from leaving it in the sun in like your driveway.
Don't expect this thing to last years. Yeah. Years.
But that's,
don't.
That's the
you
thing.
Can't.
These newer wrap films, they look great in the finish, but it didn't live that long.
Remember when I had the metallic blue?
Mm-hmm.
That thing lasted for like 6-7 months.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back.
This is the Late Night Motor Club.
The only podcast you care about.
That was a little aggressive.
My name's Alex.
My name's Steven.
And I'm Tyler.
Had to get your attention somehow.
Today, what are we going over?
Paint versus
wrap.
Oof.
Ooh.
Why you do it, why you don't.
Two of us have a lot of experience in one. One of us has zero experience in one.
Yeah. But you do have a... Let's just get it right out of the way. Paint and wrap, two drastically different things, but achieve kind of this
a similar
aspect. And what we mean by that is a color change.
Yeah.
We're not talking about wrap in the sense of
PPE.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Paint protection.
You would know.
Film PPF.
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 Yeah.
PPE is personal protective equipment. Yeah. I think.
What about just
PPE is also the paint company.
Oh, let's just do PP.
PP.
Okay.
PP.
Okay. Anyways, what are you saying about PP?
Done. Wrap and paint use in the use for color change is what we're going to be talking about today.
Mm-hmm.
And now a lot of people out there today, they look at wrap and I think can be confused or misled by the price of the entirety of the roll. They think that, hey, this roll to color change my car and get this crazy end result and have it look good for $600 because they think that they can just buy the roll and do it.
Yeah, that
which
ain't it.
Which you can.
You can.
But if this is your first time doing it, don't be confident in it.
Right.
If you're doing it yourself and you think that, okay, I'm going to give this a shot, I'm going to wrap my own car, I can guarantee you, you're going to go through a full roll of film and not even be halfway done with the car because how many times you have to like redo panels because, oh, I didn't do it right or just doesn't look right.
Yeah.
But then also having the expectation if you go to a shop to have your car wrapped professionally, don't expect to pay $500.
Yeah, and I think the misconception is because people right out of the way, if you ask them, hey, can you paint your car? I think it's an automatic, oh, no, dog, I can't paint my car.
Oh, yeah.
But people, when they see it like wrap, they're like,
I could wrap.
I could do that.
I could do that.
They think it's just a sticker. It's definitely one of those things where it's like way more nuanced and way more skill-based than like people realize. Because like you can only stretch it, but so far, like you can only put
there's
so much pressure on certain spots.
There's a lot of technique into it for sure.
Let me tell you. I see a lot of you guys out there who can't put regular stickers on correctly.
Yeah.
Oh, bro.
I see a lot. I see dudes who put the sticker on and don't take the transfer tape off. I'm like, come on, Doc. You're making me look bad.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's bad.
You never seen that on like the back of a minivan or
all
something?
All the time.
No.
Where it's like a random sticker and it's like obvious that they didn't know the front comes off.
Yeah.
But people tag me in pictures. I'm like, please. I just message him like, please, you gotta peel that off, dude.
with your stickers?
Yeah, yeah.
That's how you know it's bad, when you have to go out of your way to not leave a comment on it, but personally message them like, hey, Doc, that's transfer tape on it.
But they're always so stoked because when they peel it off, they're like, oh, these look so much better. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, that was the point. But
okay,
to
so
go
back
into,
to this.
Back into kind of talking about the two, just to give like a quick rundown of kind of what to expect when it comes to wrap or when it comes to paint. When it comes to paint, if you're looking for a proper paint job, I would say don't expect anything less than, let's say, $8,000.
Well,
$8,000 plus.
Whoa.
$8,000 for like a...
What do you mean? Mako can do it for down the street for $1,500.
I would say like a price range as far as... Like obviously lesser... payment. You're
well, that's what I'm saying.
Quality,
like $8,000 plus in terms. If you want like an actual, like legit proper paint job,
a show car finish, I would say like $8,000.
Yeah,
like a regular like good. I'd say good paint job. I'd say anywhere in between like $5,000 and $8,000. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's go to the bare basic thing. Why we're even discussing this?
Why?
When people get into like modifying their car, I think the biggest thing that a lot of people will accept, like they don't want to do motor work, they don't want to do suspension, whatever. I want something different. Let me change the color of my car.
Yeah, it's like the biggest
thing. They're like, how can I make my car different? Let me change the color. Mm-hmm. So the first thing that they're going to type into their in Google, how do I change the color of my car?
Hell to plasti dip.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
The first things that they're going to come across is, yeah, you're right, paint, plasti dip, or wrap.
Yeah.
And I think, like I said, it's just the unknown out there. People can find shops that will wrap their car for extremely cheap, but there are pros and cons to both of these. You know, wrap is a film that goes over your existing paint that won't damage the paint underneath. It doesn't need as much prep in the sense of like sanding it down, doing all this stuff. Your car doesn't have to be gone for an entire month, you know what I'm saying, or two at that.
Hopefully.
Right.
I've seen some cases.
Not all the time.
Yeah. Right.
Which we'll dive into. We're diving into a little bit later.
And you get a quick color change, and when you're done with it, you peel it off and you go back. In theory, like when it works out well, that's what happens.
In theory, it's awesome because, yeah, you could choose a color that you want to rock for, let's say, a year on the car, and then end up just removing it, and that way the car's not actually that color.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a permanent change. If you're not set on a color, or if you want to wrap your car, let's say, pink, and you don't want to actually have a pink car, it's the perfect way to do it because you don't have to go through all the time, money, and effort to actually paint the entire car pink. And mm-hmm. then you're stuck with a pink car a year later when you didn't actually want a pink car. So,
hey, man, I'll take a pink car. Sorry.
Oh, I know.
I feel like the smoothness of the whole process is all dependent on like the quality of the installation itself. If it was installed poorly, you're probably going to have a way more difficult time removing it. Granted, I'm the guy here who has never had a car wrapped, but I had a lot of friends.
It's true.
I tried to help peel your roof. That didn't go well.
Yeah. So a couple things when it comes to wrap installation that could cause a improper or a bad wrap job is if a ton of adhesive promoter is used to get pretty much areas of the wrap to stick down super well. But when it comes to removing it, what's most likely going to happen is your paint is going to be lifted when removing the wrap as well.
Yeah.
Or it's going to be nearly impossible to get that wrap off because it's just literally glued to your car.
And so for the people who wanted to save money by going wrap instead of paint, and then they take the wrap off, and then they have to paint their car.
Anyways, yeah.
It's like which you're doing double.
Adhesive promoter is kind of like a cheat sheet in the wrap industry, where I've definitely seen some people use adhesive promoter to get a better finish. But when it comes, let's say, 2 years down the road, and you have to remove the wrap.
Just too much.
Yeah. You're left with, okay, now you have peeling paint, and now you have an unhappy customer that didn't expect their to be paint lifting when you remove the wrap.
Dude, if I remove my wrap and there was paint peeling, I would
be upset.
I'd be an angry feller.
Yeah. To say the least. Now, where do we have credibility in this? So me personally, I've wrapped my car. This will be the fourth time that I've had something wrapped. I've wrapped my Genesis 3 times. I wrapped my motorcycle once. I'm going to be wrapping my Cayman now. And so I have quite a bit of experience personally, not me wrapping the car, but with getting cars wrapped. And the reason that I do it and the reason that I use it is because I am very, not indecisive, but I like to change it up. Mm-hmm. And so I don't want to spend all this money to get this showroom quality paint job that I'm going to want a different color next year. I want to do something different. So if I spend $8,000 to get my car painted and it's blue, and in a year and a half, I'm like, you know what? I don't want blue anymore. I want it to be red. That it isn't really a viable solution for me because it's too expensive, it's too time consuming, and it's just doesn't make any sense for me to just throw away money like that every time I want to change the color.
It would just be whereas, stupid.
Yeah, and the wrap for me provides a quality job where it can go into shows. I compete with it, and people have no idea that it's even wrapped.
Mm-hmm. Especially like a lot of the new stuff, like the Nozatec and what's the other one?
Tinybot.
That stuff is so good now that like I can't even tell. And as someone who grew up around paint with my dad's body shop, like
we have a clip of Alex getting baffled this weekend at a car show, thinking that one wrap job was.
I will say I didn't look that close, but I did because of the color shift it had. I did assume it was paint. I didn't know. Like, I just had never seen that specific one. And usually, when you see a wrap, you're like, oh, I've seen this car on Instagram that has that same one or whatever. But yeah, I thought that was super clean too. Was yeah. that Nose Attack or Tiny Bot?
It's Tiny Bot.
Tiny Bot, yeah.
And so films out there are getting good. You don't have to paint your car to get a great showroom finish. But that wrap is solely dependent on who's doing it, because you could end up with knife marks on your car. You could end up with a crappy wrap job where things are patched in all over the place. Really do your time and research. If somebody's going to wrap your entire car for $1,500, I would probably say don't.
Yeah. I would be a little skeptical.
Unless you know him personally.
Unless you know him personally, or if it's like a sponsorship type of situation it's like a mutual thing there.
But if you're a rando hitting up some other rando,
run away.
Yeah.
I would be a little skeptical. Yeah. Definitely do your research. Look into their work. If you've seen their work in person on somebody else's car, that's a sure sign of what level of capabilities they could actually do quality-wise on wraps. So that's what I always like seeing, is actually their work on a physical car, a previous customer's car. That's a good way to tell their level of work.
So let's kind of get your guys' opinions on this. Here's a real-world situation. One of my friends, I'm not going to name him, but he was looking to change the color of his car. He added a wide-body kit on it. He wanted to change the color now because obviously the fenders are now here. He wants the whole thing to be one color because mm-hmm. the fenders are now not the same color as the car. And I send him to my buddies at Wrap Legacy. He gets a quote, $2,500 to wrap his whole car, change the color, and it's, right, I'm not saying specifically, mm-hmm. But gets an estimate like that, $2,500 to wrap his car. And then he goes, hits up this paint shop, and they say, hey, we'll paint your car for $3,000. And so he comes out, and he gets his car painted. He literally gets his car painted for $3,000.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, and he was saying, you know, why would I spend the money wrapping my car on something that's temporary and instead just get my car painted for $3,000 and it's going to be good?
But how was that $3,000 paint job good? Because, like, I feel
in
like
the
a,
pictures that I've seen,
I feel like a $2,500 wrap job would come out cleaner than a $3,000 paint job, if that makes sense. Like, I feel like paint at a certain point, like, it's all garbage until a certain like price point.
I personally wouldn't trust a $3,000 paint job.
Yeah, no,
I wouldn't. I'm good. Like, if it was making the decision between $2,500 wrap and a $3,000 paint job, if it was a $5,000 paint job and I was trying to decide between that, maybe. But it's still something where you could get a $5,000 paint job from this place and a $5,000 paint job from this place, and they're completely different results.
And they both you can be let down by a $5,000 paint job. Oh, again, yeah. It's who does your work.
Exactly. Completely. I definitely see his logic in that. And I think, like, if he wants to keep that color long term, I understand where he's coming from to choose paint. I mean, as long as it turned out good, who gives a shit? You know?
Which, right. But this goes into one misconception with wrap, where he might think, okay, $3,000 paint job, and maybe down the road, if let's say I want to wrap it a different color and I'm not super happy with the paint job, I'll just wrap it a different color.
That paint.
One misconception is wrap won't hide flaws in your pre-existing paint. If that you have rock chips, if you have any damage or anything regarding the paint, the wrap is going to pretty much morph whatever shape it's to. It's super, super thin, so it's going to absorb any shape to what is going on. So rock chips, anything like that, will show as rock chips through the vinyl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not only that, but speaking of being scared of, like, paint peeling when you take it off.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you get a shit paint job and you wrap over it, that shit's coming off with the wrap, dude. That
no doubt.
Yeah, 100%.
So on my Genesis Coupe, here's an example. When I went to go buy it, the valet who pulled it out in the lot backed it into a bowl. And so part of my deal when I bought it? Yeah, from the dealership.
Dude, wait. Wow. Before you finish, do you guys know this happened to Pat with his Supra?
Really?
When he bought his brand new Supra, he was filming them pull it out of the showroom and they ran into a bench and put a hole through his front bumper.
Bro.
Nice. They took some money off. But I just thought, yeah.
Yeah, so that's the same thing.
Exact same situation.
Thing. And yeah. I was like, I'm going to take money off for that. And so then we negotiated, and at the very end of it, it was so funny because I did it at the very end of the day. This is long story short, very at the last second of the day. And then when we went to do the final handshake, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to take it if you guys don't paint the bumper. And he was like, what?
Nice.
And I was like, yeah, I'm going to walk right now if you guys don't paint it. And he was like, fine. Gave it to me for the lower price, and they painted it.
Damn.
But it got factory painted, or not factory. I would say quote-unquote factory. It got painted by the dealer.
Yeah.
The factory color. When I wrapped that bumper, peeled off the wrap, peeled that paint off. Yeah.
Those dealers, when they're like, we're going to re-spray this, usually they just block it off. Like, yeah, they'll do some shitty work just to get it out.
They find the cheapest way possible to get the job done, dude, because they don't want to spend money.
My front bumper on the LC, dude. If you go up close to it to the bottom, it looks like someone just took like year-old whiteout and just painted over it. Oh, that's why I want to get a new bumper. It's pretty bad, but
oh, nice.
It's hilarious. It literally just looks like nail polish like thrown on there.
Jeez. Nice. Well, I mean, we have the rap side and why I've done it. Steven, I know you've wrapped cards before.
I haven't, like,
well not personally.
Not personally, but car wrapped. Yeah, I'm going on the fourth time wrapping the GTI, actually. So yeah. I've had my fair share of experience with wrap on the GTI, and still sticking with it just because, like we've been saying, it's something where if you want to have a color on the car that you don't want to 100% commit to painting the entire car, including like door jams, engine bay, all that type of stuff, wraps are a really cool option because you could 1 year have it be this color and then take it off, go back to the factory paint, or change it up to a different color. It gives you options, and I do like that because if I were to paint a car, I'd want it kind of a more basic color, let's say like white.
Basic.
Gloss white is basic. The ultimate color choice.
Yes. Lex is ultra white.
It is not. It is
white.
Not. Don't so, listen. These guys are basic.
Get my paint code.
But then like the previous wrap that I had on the GTI where it was like that metallic blue, I don't know if I would want to paint my entire car that color.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm fine with wrapping it, and that's the same thing with the new color that I'll be choosing on the GTI as well. It's something where I wouldn't want to have the entire car this color. I'd rather rock it for a year, remove it off, and then I'll probably paint the entire car.
I mean, like, you can have that crazy color for a year, decide like, you know what, I really do.
Exactly. Yeah, like, if it's really fitting, yeah.
I feel like we do have to at least say, like, we're giving rap a lot of credit right now, and I'm not trying to take away from that. But
nothing beats.
No, I was going to.
Yeah, nothing
good, beats a good paint job.
Exactly.
Because one thing, like with the metallic wraps and all that, you will not be able to beat a deep metallic paint job in terms of the depth, the clarity, and all that.
Just everything.
And like,
if you're willing to spend it.
Yeah.
If you can fork out the money for what it takes to get like actual like show quality paint job, you will not be disappointed looking at it. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely not. And one thing I want to do is, I know we have, like Alex said, we've been gassing up wrap because there's a lot of versatility with it. However, and we've been saying that the quality and whatever, let's assume that you get it done by a reputable shop, you get a great wrap job, the finish looks flawless. Wraps can have a manufactured lifespan.
Yeah,
a lot of these new films, in particular, my Nosotech one, I'm not trying to shoot shots at anybody, I had it on there for a year and it started pitting.
Yeah.
That's the fastest
just
I've ever...
Just from leaving it in the sun and like your driveway.
If you're daily driving the car, if the car's out in the sun a lot, don't expect this thing to last years and years.
But that's,
don't.
That's the
you
thing.
Can't.
These newer wrap films, they look great in the finish, but it didn't live that long. Whereas my 3M wrap that I had before lasted 3 years. Mm-hmm. So that's different.
And there's like
so
full...
Remember when I had the metallic blue?
Mm-hmm.
That was 3M. And at that time, I was daily driving the car. It was street parked. It was... in the sun. And mind you, that was like going through like spring, summer. That thing lasted for like 6-7 months.
Really?
Yeah, see, it's dependent on the color too. It's dependent on the type of film and the things that happen. So it doesn't always mean that that wrap, again, it is temporary. It's not going to last forever. It will
and
have to come off.
Don't expect wrap, no matter how good the quality of installation or anything, no matter how good it is, it will never look like paint. There will be seams. There will be areas that you could tell it's wrapped.
It can be close.
Like
it can
be
close.
If you're going to go up to it and look at wrap under a magnifying glass and looking at all the edges, it wrap's not for you. Sorry, but wrap is not for you if you're going to nitpick it from literally an inch away from the panel.
You can
That's
always
why
feel
I don't
it.
Do it.
I think you can feel it. For me personally, I can feel the film when you feel the car. Paint has a different texture than the wrap, and that's like I think you can
feels
tell.
Like a sticker.
Tell it's like a sticker, right? Yeah. Now, I know we've had a lot of vinyl...
It is a sticker.
Right. We sudden realization.
Stickers? What?
So we've had a lot of experience and a lot of explanation here on the wrap side. Now, this is our experience. Alex, you've chosen paint every single time. What has made you go on that route instead of wrapping a car?
I just like white cars, so I buy white cars.
No, but you painted...
Pretty simple.
You painted your kits. You've never wrapped your kit pieces.
Oh, yeah. I never would... I never wrapped the kit just because, one, something that low to the ground, rock chips and vinyl is going to be way more common than, like, paint with a shit ton of, like, flex additive into it. And I feel like mixing like paint and wrap parts together, it might look weird. But I always preferred paint. My dad's a painter, or was a painter. I just paint all the way. But the LC is probably the first car I will eventually wrap.
Yeah.
Oh, foreshadowing.
A different shade of white.
No, it'll probably be black, honestly. Just to, like, totally change it.
You're telling me that cherry red LC color is not something that you have eyes on?
I almost bought the car in that color, but
your car would have been stolen by somebody.
Dude, the one at the...
You?
Yes.
Oh.
The one at freaking Cars and Coffee in that cherry red with the vert. Oh, dude, man.
I love that color big so flex, much, yeah. But I wouldn't be able to live with it every day.
See that? Yeah, that's
and the attention thing. From a red car. I honestly wanted to get the yellow one, but with, like, trying to hide from police, I am not doing that to myself. I have
honestly,
driving.
You should wrap it yellow.
Stance taxi.
Maybe. It's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Imagine yellow, and then, like, the kit accents are yellow.
That would be
yellow wheels. Bet. Raise it. Put on 30s.
All yellow.
Skittles. Donk.
But yeah, so that pretty much kind of covers things of kind of. What we were talking about regarding
the
wrap.
Paint versus wrap. Both of them are great solutions if you want to change your color of the car. And for most people who are looking for a huge mod or whatever, you know, to just do something that's different, make your car seem different, both of these are great options. Both of them have a purpose. Now, if you're fine with being married to one color, paint it. If you are not and you want to have a bunch of different options, wrap it. But don't just...
You could be... Polycolorous.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. That took me a second. Not going to lie. I was like, who? But yeah, especially right now with, like, the technology and the vinyl that's going on, now is, like, the perfect time. If you were thinking about it, it's a good time to try it out because it's looking better than it's ever looked before.
Yeah.
Wrap used to look bad.
And the accessibility of shops out there, they're getting better.
There's a lot of wrap shops, but then also, again, there's a lot of wrap shops out there that are just in it to make a quick buck, which you're not going to get good quality out of those types of shops. Mm-hmm. So definitely do your research. Spend some time before you spend some money.
Like Steven said, find, like, an actual example of their work first. I think that's just safest option.
Paint and wrap.
Honestly, anything you do in your life, dude.
Please don't just bring it to Mako and be like, hey, they're going to paint my car for $1,500.
You wouldn't pay the same price as a Apple laptop and then go buy it off of some no-name, no-brand guy in the street. Right. You'd be like, oh, he said he built it good, so should work.
That's true. Yeah. That's very true. With that, we're going to start moving right into our next segment, which is a new thing that we want to do here, is some reactions, late-night reacts, possibly.
Some crazy shit that we got to seize.
We do have some crazy stuff. Yeah. Something that recently happened was the Goodwood Festival of Speed, and the record has been broken by an all-electric fan car.
S15. Fan car. No, I'm just kidding.
Fan car.
I'm not a fan at all. Dude.
The record previously, do you recall, Steven? It was like 39.9 or something like that?
Something like that, and that was held by the VW IDR EV race car, which that was already an insane time to begin with.
Yeah.
And this car almost beat pretty much by almost a full second.
Yeah, it was 39.08, so it's like literally almost a whole second. And none of us have seen this clip, but I've been told that it is absolutely ridiculous, that, like, it's insane to look at.
Well, I don't even know what a fan car is. Like, it's guessing it's a fan underneath to pretty much create extra downforce to keep the car to stick.
I was a little confused when we're talking about fan car right now. I thought, like, a fan of in the stands built a car that went fast enough.
Fan built car,
like a fan built car.
Damn,
you know,
I thought we were talking about those little, like, Florida boat things.
That's what I think of I think of that, where it's just like the giant
okay,
fan.
Well, this is a fan car, and we'll put the video on the screen for you guys, and let's all just watch this together.
This is gonna be
Steven, you wanna
stupid.
That thing looks pretty wild.
This is insane.
Looks like a normal
travel. Oh my god. Did you guys see that thing launch?
That's a lot of hand movement out the gate.
Dude, like, I know. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's like someone trying to make a TikTok. Oh, my God.
I feel like I'm watching this in fast forward. You know TikTok when you put the little rabbit? That
thing is not stopping.
It looks like those rides Jesus that the car
is literally
on. Wait,
did he get close to people? Was that people on the track?
I didn't see that.
We're going to have to rewind this.
Holy shit, dude.
Jesus Christ. Oh, God. Do you hear this thing? It's like nuts.
This is wild. And you know what's crazy is just like how compact the car looks too. Like the wheelbase looks so small.
It looks.
That was insane.
I just like can't even comprehend what I just saw.
Damn, that was the fastest Miata I've ever seen, dude.
Let's rewind this. There is a section where I swear.
DJ, run that back.
Oh, no, they're flags. They're flags. I'm sorry. Oh. I thought this was people.
Just in the road.
Yeah, bro. I was like, oh, my God.
I would have seen that a lot earlier if that was.
So that thing was insane.
What I do want to say.
That's a whole second.
The nuts on that man.
Yeah.
Dude.
That dude's a crazy dude.
Yes.
He's one cool and a crazy guy.
Crazy guy. Yeah. Bad nice.
No, that's not Portman, my guy.
Okay. All right. I don't want
yeah,
to.
I don't know.
We quickly
Alex
went
turn
to the
into
Predator.
I'm sweaty, bro. It's hot. We can't have the AC on because it's too loud. So I'm sad and sweaty.
Sweat nuts.
I like that event because they turn around in the cul-de-sac. That's my favorite part, dude. That's the YouTube video I watch.
So if you aren't familiar with Goodwood Festival of Speed, it's wild. And it's something where it's not just race cars or anything like that. Every year they hold it and they do a full variety of cars running that circuit that you just saw. And it's something where they start off with like cars from 1900, yeah, like literally 1900. And it takes that car like 10 minutes to get to the finish line.
Yeah.
And then it goes all the way up to cars like that with everything in between as well, where it's like Liberty Walk brought out their S15 Silhouette drift car. And they literally drifted that circuit instead of racing.
They drift that a lot in Japan not the Formula Drift Circuit, but the other one. I forget what it is, D2 or something.
And
the thing that's crazy is a lot of manufacturers release cars or bring brand new cars. They're like Toyota brought their GR Yaris and ripped it through there.
Oh, where?
Yep.
Yeah. Where do they do that?
It's over in the UK.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah. It's like the.
I was going to say, let's go.
I think it's like the prime minister's like driveway or something like that. Crazy. Something crazy. Some royal
shit, man.
Yeah, some royalty. Royals. It's like he's got a property so big, they're like, yeah, just bring some race cars.
Damn.
Put it on there.
Taking crumb bags.
That's what Alex got out of that.
Sweating and delusional.
Sweaty and sad. Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Well, it's a great point to transition into other stuff that you like with your late night call outs.
Yeah. Let's go into the call outs.
It's getting late. And Alex is getting sweaty.
Damn, I'm literally getting hotter by the second, dude. This is bad.
Late night call out.
And there he goes.
Yeah.
It's a jingle.
Man. So we know who's going first.
It rhymes with Eiler.
Oh, I was going to say, when you said the cars from 1900s, I've seen kids who were born like in the 2000s reference people born in the 90s. Like, oh yeah, he was born in the 1900s.
Oh my gosh.
I was born in the 1900s.
It's true, yeah. I think it's funny. It's funny.
Jesus. Well, my call out for tonight is some RX-7. Not just any RX-7, some RX-7.
SOM.
Wow.
SOM.
Yeah.
This thing is absolutely beautiful. And what I am going to say right now, in my eyes and on this freaking screen that I'm looking at, it has like an orangish, sunburnt, reddish hue. And I keep getting roasted by the two of these guys sitting over here telling me that it's just orange. We're going to put it up on the screen for you. You decide for yourself. Comment down below.
It's definitely orange.
It's got a little bit of red hue to it.
This is definitely black and blue, not white and gold, dude.
Ugh. Let's not
It's definitely maybe red with some orange highlight.
Right.
Yeah.
But this thing is immaculate. I love RX-7s. Okay.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, they're great. I've never seen this kit.
I don't like the price.
That I do not like. I have never seen this kit, and I think the arches, the wheel arches and the way that they bow out make this look so aggressive. And I think it's very well put together. Like this, I've seen this Ariyama Mia bumper put together on a lot of variety of different kits, but I've never seen this fender combo. And I think for me, it is just the chef's kiss.
It makes a very round car into a very boxy, sharp looking car.
And it looks good.
Yeah. It almost, the rear arches, I mean, it's definitely wider, but it reminds me a little bit of how, like, the S15 comes out into that sharp edge.
Yeah.
But
I think it definitely gives it that, what would you call this? Like, your track spec?
It's aggressive, but it's flowy and styly.
It's like stance wheels.
Which I like, because one kit that's out there and very notable in the RX-7 world is the TCP Magic kit.
Yeah.
And this kind of gives a similar
vibe.
Kind of
like a vibe? Yeah.
But less of a kind of like full race car type look.
Yeah.
It's got
and
those
more
similar
of like a
like
style.
It's like a street
flowiness.
Version of a GT.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got the same like big vented fenders as
the,
I like it.
Yeah.
But seeing it, because we saw it in person at the Slammed Enough SoCal show last year.
It was immaculate.
And I think it won Best of Show or Best Mazda or something. Yeah. It definitely won an award, and I was just like, it definitely deserved it.
Rightfully. I do want to say some things. Is that I'm not usually a fan of the shopping cart wing, and what I mean by that is a wing that's just like incredibly high and arced like that. But this Big Country Labs wing, it is looking right on the back of this
fits
thing.
It honestly. Maybe not my personal taste, but it definitely works.
It like flows with this car. Definitely. Yeah.
Doesn't look out of place at all.
No. That's my call out.
Hell
who's going next?
Good choice. I'll go next. Because Steven's going to have a lot to say about his because I see it right here. And mine, no one's going to guess. I'm calling out, I think it's like a third gen Accord. I don't know the gen, but it's an Accord. It is.
What's his name?
UC1_3396.
You see one?
I done seen one, dude. These dudes really got to work on their names. But other than that, so the entire body of this car is
we're gonna get DM saying that you just completely missed it. You missed the joke in his name.
No, I get it. I just maybe something else. something more memorable. But the entire body of this car is like grafted 326 body kits into making it basically, if
one
you know,
unique kit.
Yeah, if you know the 326 S15, their like main show car, this is like the baby of that. If it was an Accord, like it's got
so the if
fence.
They made stuff for Accords, this is how it would look.
No, because. I wish they made stuff like this for more than like 240s, but this is like the 240 style stuff. Yeah. Same 240 lip, side skirts, all that kind of stuff.
What I will say
is that a 326 wing?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was just going to talk about.
That's their new.
That's a really, like, honestly, I'd prefer this one over the. Yeah.
You know my
other
license
one.
Plate bolts?
Yeah.
Those are in the side of the wing, like holding it together.
Yeah.
It's super
with the
cool.
beauty, the beauty washer style.
Yeah.
It's like
a
way more aggressive version of their pre existing.
It's crazy. The thing that I do like about this that I typically.
The exhaust
would say,
is wild.
Yeah, the exhaust is wild. But what I was going to say about the wing is what I like about a 326 wing is that it's all one piece and bolted to the actual.
It's like molded to the car.
Car itself. But. I'm not upset at having these wing brackets where you could potentially raise this wing up.
Yeah, no, they have like all kinds of different stands and everything.
The wing risers look kind of cool with this.
Look at me doing an ad.
I like it as like I'm a very track style, like performance style guy. And having it split up to where there's riser brackets and it's bolted and everything.
I thought you were talking about the car. I was what part of this is track, dude?
Versus the original 326 wings all molded, so it's like I really like this look because it looks like a 326 wings in terms of the styling of the end plates and everything.
Alex, what
but
wheels?
It's different.
What wheels are these? The black ones.
They're the six spoke Yaba Kings. I love these.
Those
in
are
matte
one
black.
Of my favorite.
Dude,
oh,
I
so right.
All I want a daily for is to put these wheels on it. That's,
they look so good.
Yeah, it's immaculate.
He has a pretty wild static fitment too.
Yeah. This car is just like super unique for an Accord, like crazy. Just
I'm not a huge
body work. It's all
I'm not a huge Accord fan.
I'm not a huge Accord fan, but this does it. This does it for me.
I know a couple of Accord guys. Shout outs. that one guy in my DMs if you're watching this. But yeah, it's, I think this was a good unique call out.
Yeah.
Changing it up from the usual Lexus.
So this is your phone, Alex. Why do you have the battery saver mode when you have like almost half battery?
Oh, that's because, yeah, it's because it went into battery saver mode and I charged it and it doesn't come off of battery saver mode
until it's fully charged.
Don't judge me, dude. I'm trying to save some charge here. Anyways, what about you, Steven?
I'm going to highlight that battery.
Oh, my gosh. So my call out is Industry Garage, and his name is Tim Hicks, and he
why is your battery all
has some insane builds. That's an understatement, as his stuff is just wild. The main notable one that you guys may know him from is his Nissan Z, old Z, and it's
beautiful car.
It's wild. I love the genre of cars like this, the time attack, really race style.
Crimson chin splitter.
Crimson chin splitter.
Bro, it's function, okay?
I suppose it's Oku, dude.
Dude, you could stand on that thing.
Oh, I hope so. You can stand on Stevens.
Like, I love Gnarly Aero, and seeing this car, like, with the Voltex wing, the swan neck Voltex wing he has on the back, the diffuser, all the carbon work. Yeah. Like, there's so much carbon work on this car. It's so super, super cool. And it's cool because everything that he does, it's documented too. So yep. If you're ever wanting to know, oh, how did he do that? How did he do that? It's all documented, so it's super cool.
And I want to note one thing on this car. A lot of people are probably looking at this Datsun picture and they're like, oh man, this is sick. And they're noticing the headlights on it and they have that X in it. Pay attention to that headlight. Look how intricate that is. If you zoom in on that.
Oh, wow.
That's a 3D printed part inside of a headlight.
You got to add a close up of that for sure. Yeah. I thought that was tape.
It's not tape.
Yeah.
That's like made into the headlight. Funny. They document all these things, and like, so you guys can see it. Yeah.
Zoom in, dude. Look closely. Like, look at that lower front bumper. Look at how it's mounted.
That
look how
rear
clean.
Shot, yeah. So fire. Those huge RSs.
Yep.
Yeah.
Shout out Dogfight. That stuff is.
Dude, and that swan
neck.
He's
a Fortunato driver.
Yeah, he's. Big shout out Fortunato.
Big shout
and
out.
Big shout out Nick.
One future project that he's working on right now is a 32 Ford with F1 styling. Uh-huh. And this one I'm really excited to see finished up, as it's super cool. It's always cool seeing like 32 Wait. Fords or
it reminds me
stuff
of the
like this.
Arizona guy.
Am I?
But he did a different.
Yeah.
There's a guy
body.
In Florida.
In Florida.
That, the Florida guy.
The Florida guy bought it off a guy in Arizona who built it. Yeah. And it had like a S2000 motor and everything.
I think
Bro,
so. Yeah.
Wait, are but you guys totally are different. You guys seeing what I'm seeing?
What?
Zoom in on this picture, on this rendering.
Which one?
On the F1 style 32 Ford.
Okay.
The whole thing is carbon.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's also a render. But looking at his other car,
no,
it's probably going to be all carbon.
It is,
yeah.
Yeah. No.
Everything else is.
If you've seen his recent development on it, they're doing the molds of the whole cabin. So it's not going to be metal or anything like that.
Oh, it's going to be all carbon.
It's, yeah. The entire cabin, like, they're creating molds for. Yeah, so it's all going to be, yeah.
I'm excited to see that one.
I just wish I was talented a little bit.
I just wish I had that kind of money, dog.
Yeah. I just wish I had the space to do shit like that.
Yeah. And
that
we
too.
Would just wish you would subscribe.
Yeah.
I tried to roll that in so smoothly.
Yeah. But yeah, that kind of sums it up there.
We do wish that you would subscribe.
Shout out to those people.
Would be nice.
We do wish all five of you, or all 500 of you, would give us $500 each, and then we could buy a shop and do these crazy things.
Yes.
Damn.
This is off of a conversation from earlier, but if you feel like it, you know, just Venmo us. We're always accepting money. but yeah, thanks for watching. This was like a slightly shorter episode. We try to do a little shorter one to see how that plays out, if it's maybe a little...
Let us know if you liked it.
If you liked it, comment down below. If you didn't like it, DM Steven and tell him, I hate shorter episodes. Give me the long one.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, tell him you want the long one. Just go in his DMs and be like, give me that long one.
Okay, that's a wrap.
Yep.
Peace.
Bye. Later. Did you say wiener?
Later.
Sorry.
Pee-pee.